from Sweetest Friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, and for all of the Cholim in Klal Yisrael. And it is based on the Afike Mayim in Inyan Yud Zayin. It says in Chazal regarding the Estalkus of Rashbi of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Sefer Idra Zuta is a Kabbalistic Sefer, which includes the Sodos HaTorah that were revealed through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on the day of his Histalkus, of his passing. And there is copied his Tzava to his Talmidim and the story of his Aliyah, Lishmei Marom. So this is the Lashon at the beginning. Amar Rabbi Shimon HaHashta Shaita Dereyasahu Vanabina Lameil Baloki Sufala Almadasi. It's a time of Ratzon, and I want to go up without embarrassment to the world to come. Vahamilin Kadishin Delogalian Ad Hashta Beina Ligaloa Kame Shchinta. I want to reveal words that haven't been revealed yet in front of the Shchinid Layamrun, the Habigri Usas, Talakna Me Alma, Vat Kantmir Habil Viboy Lameil Bula Almadasi. So these words have been hidden with me until now, and now I want to reveal them. So you see that the Shas Histalkus of Rashbi was an Eis Ratzon Miyuchedes, a special Eis Ratzon to be Megala, to reveal what he wasn't Megala Kol Yimei Chayev. We have to understand why Dafka B'Shas Histalkus. So we have to understand what Rashbi said, that he doesn't want to be Mistalik Mina Olam B'Kisufa V'Ana Bina L'Me'al B'Lo Kisufa. I want to go without embarrassment. L'Chora, the Etzem Inyan of Mises is Stira to Kavod HaBrius, like we find in numerous places, that the Din of Kavod HaMeis is Me'uchas Kavod HaBrius, because there's no greater Busha than the Bittel of the Chiyas. There's no greater embarrassment than the nullification of the vitality of the life and the return of man to the dust. And in other words, here we see that through the Divrei Torah that Rashbi was Megala now, he was Mafkia, the normal Bizayon of Misa. It's Mefurish Midvarav that the Tachlis Gilui Hadvarim is Lahafkia Kisufa. The purpose of revealing this is to remove the embarrassment. Otherwise, why wasn't he Megala until now? So these words, and he said, "Lo yemrum to be greyusas to lakna miyama." They shouldn't say that I left the world be greyusa in this negative sort of way. Rather, these words were intended to allow Rashbi to leave this world in a bekavadika ofen, and that's what our avoda is, to try to understand. We also have to understand the inyan of the fact that B'tchilas HaMaimer, Rabbi Abba was appointed in this Maimer in the Idra Zuta. So B'tchilas HaMaimer, Rabbi Abba was appointed to write down what Rabbi Shimon says. And B'sof HaMaimer, it says that when the time of Histalkus came, Rabbi Shimon finished his words with the pasuk, Kisham Tziva Es Hashem Es HaBracha Chayim Ad Olam Uba'oso HaMamad. In that great event, Rabbi Abba was writing down what came out of the mouth of Rashbi. And it says there in the Idra, Am Rabbi Abba Lo Siyam Butsina Kadisha Lameimar Chayim Ad Ishtachachu Miloi V'ona Kasavna Savarna L'michtav Tfei V'lo Shamana. So Rabbi Abba says that this holy Rashbi, he said Chaim, and then that was it. And I wanted to write down more and I didn't hear. So the last word that came out of the mouth of Rashbi was Chaim. However, Rabbi Abba writes that the word is Chaim Ad Olam. He adds the words Ad Olam, even though Rashbi left the world with the word Chaim, not Ad Olam. So we have to understand, how could he copy the end of the pasuk if it didn't leave the mouth of Rashbi? And Rabbi Abba himself wanted to write more Shaloya Shomea. We have to understand, if he didn't hear, then it's pashut that he couldn't write it down. So what does it say? I wanted to write more Sevarna L'michtav Tfei. He didn't have anything to write. So the explanation would appear to be as follows. It says in the Gemara Menachas Chavtes Amid Beis that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up Lamarom, he found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yoshev V'Kosher Ksarim La'osios. He was tying crowns to the letters. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mima Akev Al Yadcha, who's holding you back? Who's making you write all these letters? All these ksarim, Amr Le Adam Echad Yesh, there's a person who's going to be She'asid Lios Besof Kamadoros at the end of a number of generations, and his name is Akiva ben Yosef. He's going to darshan Al Kol Kotz Vekotz on every little line, literally every thorn. Tilin Tilim Shel Halachos, mounds and mounds of Halachos. Amr Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam Hareyuli, he says, God, show him to me. Amar lo, chazor alach orecha, go backwards. Chazor abalifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh lecha adam kazat, anosein Torah al-yadi. This is Menachas Chav Tesamit Beis. There's a person like this, and you want to give Torah through me? How can this be? Amar lo, shtok kach ola b'machshov alifnei. He said, be silent, remain silent. So came before me in my thoughts. Kach ola b'machshov alifnei. Amar lefanei ribono shel olam. Harisani Torah Sereni Schar, you showed me his Torah, now show me his Schar. Armalei Chazor Lach Orecha, go back. Chazor Lachar Rosh Hashoklin Besaru Makulin. He went back and he saw that they were weighing his flesh in the meat market. Armalei Fan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Zutara V'Zuschara. Is this the Torah and this the Schar for Torah? Armalei Shtok Kach Ola B'Machshava Lefonai. So went up before me in my thoughts. That's what I thought to do, so shtok. So we see in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu shtok two times. One, that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the Moser Torah, not Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu said, hey, why are you giving Torah through me? Let it be through him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was shtok. And also, when he was killed in such a macabre way, in such a grotesque, in such a cruel way, and Moshe Rabbeinu wondered about this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shtok kach ola b'machshav alefanai. Omek ha'inyan nir, that it's pashut, she'eino dome la'odam ha'mashtik eschaveiro, shlo yachluk v'lo yoriv imo. It's not pshat that he's silencing somebody that he shouldn't argue with him. Otherwise, why did God show him this whole scene? So it must be that bedafka he showed Moshe the Torah of Rabbi Akiva and the istalkus of Rabbi Akiva, and to be megale mehuso shel Rabbi Akiva, the essence of Rabbi Akiva, and how he's mitzarev, how he joins together with Torah's Moshe. So it emerges that the tshuva of shtok kach ola b'machshava lefanai is a limud on the etzem darga of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, that the Torah and Nistalkus of Rabbi Akiva are from the world of shtika, from the world of machshava, the world of silence, the world of thought, that are above the mahalchim, above the approach, above the nature of this world. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Rabbi Akiva, to Moshe Rabbeinu Shtok on his first taina, that the Torah should be giving through Rabbi Akiva, because there's an internal mahalach that requires that Kabbalah Satorah should be dafka derech Moshe Rabbeinu. So to the tshuva of shtok and the stalkus hanora, the horrific death of Rabbi Akiva, is a mahalach pnimi b'Torah shelo nitan legilui. And the yesod ha'davar is that we see ba'arichus in the Sefer HaKadosh Nefesh HaChaim b'chama makomos b'shar aleph, that there are three bechinos of gilui, keneged machshava, dibur, and maisa, and they are parallel to neshama, that's machshava, ruach is dibur, and maisa is nefesh. And we see there that machshava is a bechina that's lamala meolam hazeh, ve'ein ba gilui toch seder mehalchei habriya. That machshava is a concept that's above this world, and there is no gilui in the seder of mehalchei habriya, the gilui of the world of machshava. Whereas bechinas dibur is the madrega sheba anu kayamim, is the madrega where we exist. We're in the bechina of dibur. And the dibur is in between those two. The dibur is in between the machshava and the maisa. So, what we have before al mikoach kabbalas Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechina of Torah hanigles, this revealed Torah, that we have a tfisa in this Torah. And that's the etzem perusho shel dibur. Dibur is an expression of a certain content with words, and that's how we understand things. Well, how do we understand things? We put words to them, and it gives them definition and understanding. Similarly, the Torah was given in a way that the higher light of the Torah should be revealed through speech, and the melech becomes a bar tfisa begilui. It becomes susceptible to understanding, to revelation, within the limited framework of this world. However, the Or HaTorah itself is above the possibility of expression, and it's besod Or Ein Sof, the infinite light, and memela, it can't be that we should have a grasp on the original essence of the Torah. And this darga is Bechinas Torah Shel Machshava, which is that there's no hechitimtzi, there's no means, there's no possibility to express these musagim, these concepts, outside in this world. Now, Machshava, when we say Machshava parenthetically, it doesn't mean that a person thinks about something, because this Machshava is only also within the framework of words. He just hasn't expressed these words yet, but it's still Bechinas Dibur. So Machshava is absorbed Derech Milim, Derech Tziyurim Sheba Bechinas Dibur. True Machshava is a Hasaga, is a perception and a perspective that's above any possible expression in this world because of its sublimity. So we explained in a very recent shir, so recent it was about an hour or two ago, that Rabbi Akiva is the father of Torah Shebaal Peh. Through Rabbi Akiva there was a revelation of Torah that is hidden in this world. And that's the darga that transforms any mahalach of gilui of teva to Torah, that everything, it turns into Torah. There's hidden Torah in this world, and when you're in the world of Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbi Akiva, you show how everything turns into Torah. And there's no other mitzias other than Torah. Now, if it would be mitzad kabbalas Moshe b'lechud, just mitzad kabbalas Moshe, then this Torah would remain completely hidden. That since it was not materialized in this world so much before the Tkuf of the Churban, then Mela, this light of Torah, could not be revealed befoal from the Gufnias, from the Chomer, from the physicality. And therefore, the Bechin of this Torah was only revealed when the Bria came down into Mahalchim of Peirud v'Churban, when the Bria came down into Mahalchim of destruction. And then Rabbi Akiva was able to reveal that the Torah penetrates the deepest, the furthest parts away from the light of God, that the Torah is everywhere. Before the Churban, the Torah wasn't so gufni, the Torah wasn't so gashmiistic, the Torah wasn't so material. The world, before the Churban, the world wasn't so gashmi, the world wasn't so material. So there could not yet be a revelation how Torah suffuses all physicality. But after the Churban, after the Peirud, after the tremendous Yerida of this world, we are able to reveal that the Torah really finds an expression everywhere, and that's the Avodah of Rabbi Akiva. And Kederech Sh'al Yedei Rabbi Akiva, in the world was revealed this bechina of Torah Shebaal Peh, so too the histalkus of Rabbi Akiva was the end of Omek Avodasa. That since the whole Mahus of Rabbi Akiva was the gilui of Torah Hane'elemes, Mimela Haisa Tmuna Gambe Histalkuso, embedded, hidden in his leaving of this world, was depths of Hanhaga, of leadership, that are not a bar gilui in this world. So the Rabbi Akiva was supposed to reveal to us this Torah Ne'alemes, and this was done throughout his lifetime, and even with his death. According to this, we can understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtokal t'kachol seba machshav lefanai, remain silent, so came before me in thought. And this means that the root of the Histalkus of Rabbi Akiva is from the Olam HaMachshava, that the Achiza in this Olam HaMachshava is Bederech Shtika, because there's no possibility of perception through speech. And as Chazal say, Liba Lepuma Lo Galia, there was no revelation from the heart to the mouth. And the Melam, it is not included in the Hasaga of Torah, the regular Hasaga of Torah, that is perceived to us via Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the Shtok Kach Olav Machshav Lefanei. Rabbi Akiva is dying, and this is revealing an haga of this world that's completely hidden. That's the shtokal. It's in the world of machshava. It's not in the world of dibur. It's in the world that can't be expressed. Again, not like our machshava, which is really dibur in our minds. But it's in a world that can't be properly expressed, properly understood in this world. That was where Rikiva was megale when he died. His whole life he was being megale Torah Shebaal Peh. And then when he died, kachala b'malsa b'machshava lefanai, this is in the world of machshava. Now Rabbi Akiva is being revealed ma'amokim of Torah, of anahaga, that is not bar gilui, that are not revelatory, that cannot be properly revealed in this world. Unlike the Torah of Moshe, which is, that's bar hasaga, that's the Torah shebichsav, that's the written, that's bar hasaga in this world. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is in the world of the Kisrei Osios, of the crowns of the letters, what's higher than this world, of Darshini al Kotz v'Kotz, all these hidden secrets that Rabbi Akiva was revealing. And then when he died, he was also revealing other secrets, just that is not perceived by us. We don't really get it. This is from the world of Machshava. Shtokach also b'machshava lefanai. And it's well known from the Shla, the Grad, that the stop is where we keep us, b'anhaga shel din, b'li shituf shel rachamim. There was no mercy at all. B'sviv of nisra amor, Kadosh Baruch Hu zedakti with tzadikim kuchut asayri, so strict with the tzadikim. It says, metchila ala b'machshava livro b'midas hadin. So it was in the world of Machshava that the world should be created with Din, and Rabbi Akiva Taka left this world Beseld HaMachshava. And that's because the Chiyus of Rabbi Akiva was above this world. It wasn't Shayach to the normal Anhag of this world. It was complete Din. It was Olam HaMachshava. So now we understand the Shak Levitari, the give and take between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyochel, and Moshe Rabbeinu Tain, and Zutor v'Zuschara, he wanted to say, all Misin Yisurim come to a person through the Mahalach, through this pathway, through this approach of Schar v'Onesh. And that's how Torah was given b'chlalius in b'chukosai teilechu, then anhagas l'chaim. And if lehefech, there's a Mahalach of hefech achius. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Tain, Zutor v'Zuschara, al pi agdara me'ele, it's not shayach to have such a hanhaga. How could it be that Rabbi Akiva will get such a hanhaga when he was a b'chukosai teilechu mensch? Of course he went in the ways of the Torah. So how, that's a hanhaga of Chaim. So how could Rabbi Akiva go in such a terrible way? He wasn't al pikdar mischar v'onish, it's not the way it's supposed to be. And on this HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, that Vaday Lufia Starman Hugenbolam Alpi Torah, you're right, based on the way I run the world, Rabbi Akiva's death is not understood at all. That's not the normal way that such a person is supposed to die. But Rabbi Akiva is above the Mahalach of Torah Vischara, and automatically his Torah has no expression in this world with the Mahalchim HaRegilim, with the normal pathway, the normal approach, the normal leadership of this world. And this is called the Torah of Shtok. This is in the Sod of Machshava. Ubebchina zu, gama sheneres hefech haTorah v'starea, la'mito shel davar. So now, this is the world of Shtok, of Machshava. So it looks like the opposite of Torah in the Sidrei Torah. La'mito shel davar is Megala, reveals depths of Torah from the highest of worlds. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to try to understand the histalkus of Rabbi Akiva, and also the histalkus of Rashbi, how they left this world. And we are going to continue, please God, seeing Niflos Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.